All right, here with York County Councilman William Bump Roddy. And Bump, it is budget season, and there have been some, maybe not contentious, but some long meetings, long discussions amongst council members debating the budget, looking at the ins and outs of the budget. So we want to try to generalize this and look at some of the pinpoints as it just passed second reading. So let's start with what we're looking at with the York County budget.
The York County Council budget, we've reached $560 million pretty much this year. We've seen an increase over last year. We're looking at about an 8.7% increase. And you may say, wow, that's a big jump. $560 million is a lot of money. And you just don't resolve those problems or those issues with quick meetings. I mean, we went to midnight Monday night. It's one of our longest meetings of the year. But inside of that $560 million, you got to look at what it entails. We have about $191 million in general funds. We have $154 million in pennies for progress that's coming up this year. $13 million in utility fund capital improvements that we're going to do to our water sewer system. We just gave the sheriff's department, all the law enforcement, a 10% raise just 3 months ago. We have to cover those, and we're seeing increases in our water sewer rates that we're going to have to pass along to our 22,000 York County water and sewer customers. So it sounds like a lot. It is a lot, but I have to revert back to what our taxes were in 2010 versus what they were in 2025. These are actual numbers. In 2010, on a $300,000 home, we were charging $920. That's the county's portion of the tax bill. We can't be responsible for what the city charges, what Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Tigakay, and Clover, but the municipalities. In 2025, the county's portion of the bill was only $955. We saw a slight increase over 15 years of only $48 on the county's portion of your tax bill. What that leads us to, and the public should be glad of this, that your county's growth has paid for growth. New residents have come in, jumped on the tax roll. New businesses have come in and jumped on the tax roll. And we rolled millage back during our reassessment year. So we're doing and being great stewards of the York County taxpayers' dollars.
And part of that's like impact fees, right? Impact fees plays a role in that. Is that right?
Well, the county, we haven't set an impact fee. Now, of course, when companies come in, they're paying the big lion's share of getting in on the systems and that kind of thing. Schools have primarily went to impact fees.
Right,
you've seen
right.
School districts come in. But that money, this $559 million, doesn't even touch that money. That goes directly to our school system. Fort Mill has an impact fee. Clover has an impact fee.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Hill doesn't. Rock Hill Schools doesn't charge an impact fee.
So let's talk about one of the more contentious issues. And again, maybe not so much contentious. You guys had a very long discussion, a back and forth, about a CFO and treasurer. There's a backstory to this. You guys recently just lost Kevin Madden, who went over to the Rock Hill School District. He was doing both, and there was a discussion about hiring two separate positions. Is that right?
Exactly. Kevin, we lost a great talent in Kevin. He was probably one of the best in the state at what he did. He was able to be assistant county manager and hold down our CFO and treasurer's position. When he left, we decided, and at his suggestion, that we not do that with the incoming person who would take over as CFO or treasurer. He made the suggestion to council that we split it back into having two positions, because I'm sure he knew it was an extra overload to carry both of those positions under his belt. And so we all agreed that we would do that, but come time to budget for those funds and put them into the budget, we have council members, and you were there or can see the meeting from Monday night, that council voted not to fund those two positions. And how do you run a county with over 300,000 people and not have a treasurer and CFO, a dedicated treasurer and a dedicated CFO to handle? I mean, we're talking $560 million budget-wise. So you got to have people who understand finance. You got to have people who understand governmental finances. And those two positions need to be autonomous on their own. And I hate to use this as an example. Look what we had happen in the state of South Carolina, where the treasurer, all of a sudden, we found over $1 billion. Was that accounting? Was that mismanagement? Was that oversight? So you got to the treasurer and CFO is position 1 and 1A when it comes to county government. You have to have solid people in those roles, and we have to fund those positions.
Now, second reading passed. Is there a possible discussion to come back to this discussion for third reading? Has that been brought up?
Yeah, we have to have that discussion because there's no way we can look for York County to be successful. There's no way we can look for our county manager to be successful if we're not equipping him and tooling him with the necessities and just the basics. You know, show me another county in the state of South Carolina or across the country that doesn't have a treasurer or CFO. And we'd love to model York County after that, but I don't think you can find another county of our size that doesn't have a treasurer and CFO.
Last couple of things. I want to go back to a discussion. You and Councilman Watts Huckabee seemed like you were saying the same thing at the first reading of the budget, or no, it was a workshop where you guys were talking about some of the nonprofits in the area and how you fund them. You were kind of talking out or thinking out loud where you were talking about maybe we look at a different way of structuring things. Maybe we look at a way of qualifying them and things like that. It seems like a lot of council members seem to be on board with that, seem to be okay with that.
Well, I can take people back 12, 13 years ago. We were giving out over $1 million annually to local nonprofits. We shifted that model and got away from it. And here recently, we went to what we call discretionary funds, where each council member gets $20,000 to support local entities, the boots on the grounds, the nonprofits that's working to eradicate certain things in our community that we don't do as a government. We support entities such as Pathways gets funding. We support, and I'm just speaking in my district, we support the Worthy Boys and Girls Camp who bring the young men and women down and do things with them. We support other food share programs that help bring fresh foods to low and impoverished neighborhoods. So those are some of the things that Bump Roddy uses his discretionary funds to do. Habitat for Humanity, you know, assisting them. And, you know, $20,000 in today's economy that you spread out over several organizations, it's not a lot of money. But when companies can come in and they can get a fee in lieu and get millions off of their tax rate, when we can roll back millages for homeowners, when we can do things for the Chamber of Commerce. We gave the Chamber of Commerce $300,000, $100,000 each year. And we have people saying that we shouldn't be help fund the boots on the ground organizations. Well, what can the small organizations come get from York County? What can they get in the pipeline for to use to better our community? We have organizations now asking for up to $1 million in York for York Place. We have some other organizations that want us to assist them with getting educational programs. We have to make sure that we're taking care of home. And I think Watts and I are on the same page that we have to take care of York County's people in the form of employees and things that we need before we go outside of our walls to fund private organizations, nonprofits, even at that rate. But we've had a challenge. Not everyone sees the big picture. Everybody has tunnel vision. But I always have to go back to we're good stewards of taxpayer dollars. We have a conservative council, and we've been that. The numbers show that we've been that because when you look at the growth paying for growth, we haven't taken advantage of our residential taxpayers. We're always going to hear Act 388 slams our commercial and business partners against the wall when it comes to taxes. We can't do anything about that. That's the hand we were dealt. That's a Columbia issue, but we've rolled back millage as much as we could at times that we could. We have some challenges coming up. But I think we are on a great path to doing that, but we have to make sure that we are adequately funding our different projects that are coming ahead.
That's good. Anything else you would like to add on the budget? Because you got third reading in 2 weeks, is that right?
Third reading's in 2 weeks, and we have our work cut out for us to convince at least 4 council members to support our county manager's budget that he put forth as much as they can. Not everyone's going to agree to it 100%, but we have to meet him somewhere in the middle to give him the tools to be successful here in York County.